Oh yeah, I wanted to drop it and get it down. So I changed my diet, but also I still worked out the same. But I really changed my diet on having a low carb diet, and it really helped me shed the pounds down. Pretty much nothing for real. Seemed like, but I was eating a lot of chicken and fish. They had no fried foods. Didn't eat out. All my food was cooked and prepared for me. A lot of vegetables and a lot of fiber. They really didn't tell me, but I wanted to get it down for myself. Cause, that's not me to have my weight up like that. So after the national championship, I gave myself about a week to really just sit down and chill, and I ended up eating too much. So, so after that, I really grinded to get my weight down. That's what we did at Alabama. We had aggressive front style, and we had a lot of different types of packages and stuff like that. So I fit in well. They ended up drafting me, but I'll be thankful and blessed to be in that opportunity. Oh, man, it'll take all day for me to tell y'all that. I don't think we got the time or the apparatus to do that, so one of these days I end up telling y'all that. Oh, yeah, I talked to CJ about 2 days ago when I first got here, and he was just telling me, little bro, just take your time. It's going to be stressful, but you can't let it get to you and just let all the stuff, you got a lot of medical and exam stuff, all that, you can't let it get to you. You still got to come in with the right mindset, and thanks to him that I'm having the right mindset right now, and I'm glad that I have him that I can lean on and talk to about him going through this process just like he did. They let us in as the mic, playing and making the calls, and a lot of teams like me playing off the edge, but they'll let us see me being a true mic and making all the calls. It was a great experience. I got to line up, strike some tight ends, and it was a great experience. Got to drop in the flats more, and just showed I can try to do it all. I ain't trying to hold nothing back. I just want to show people I can do it all besides playing inside, and I want to try to add more value to myself, and I think I did. Oh, yeah, I think we did. We stopped a lot of teams, a lot of good running backs. But that last game, we got kind of gassed against Clemson. Deshaun Watson's a heck of a player, probably the best player I played against this year. And he really showed me a lot to feel everything that was advertised about him was right. And for the most part, we ended up getting the job done. We was gassed a little bit, but we fought through it. And that showed what type of team we were, fighting through it, ended up being down on those guys and making plays when we needed to make it, and coach making a great call on that outside kick. So, it was great for us. Yeah, a couple teams, but Clemson was a great team, and they really fought the whole game. And Coach Sweeney did a great job with those guys. Like where I've been training, DJ Reed has been my roommate, and we have a lot of conversations about the game and all that stuff. So he's a great guy, and Coach Sweeney did a great job with that team. I know I can do it. I've done it during this year, and I show people I can do it. So it's really just getting out there and just keep proving people wrong, because I know a lot of people think I might not can do it, but I want to show people I have good hips and I have fluid hips, and I'm able to drop in coverage and tackle people in space. Use my instincts and doing what Coach Smart and Coach Saban taught me out of all these years. See a little, see a lot, and just trying to be in the right position and just doing my job, really. You do your job in that defense, there's a lot of things you can do. And the coach put me in a great position to make plays like that. So I was very thankful and blessed to be with those coaches there. Oh, yeah, this year I show I can take on blocks and getting off blocks. So it's really just going out there and just doing my job and make sure I'm getting stronger in the weight room, because I know those guards and those offensive linemen are going to be fully skilled and going to be strong because I get off. So I got to come in with the right mindset and make sure I'm strong enough to get off the blocks and do it.
How much of a difference does it make for you to have Jaren and Ashon and those guys out front?
it was great for me, but this whole year we really didn't get a chance to play base a lot because in base, the guard's coming off of me every time. So I got a strike and block, but most part we was in a lot of nickel, a lot of even and odd front. So really, I didn't have the time for the guys to come up with me, but I had a great job, a great team, and I still had to get off blocks. And a lot of the times the teams ran away from me, so I had to go chase them down and make the plays when the teams were running away from me. Who said that? Oh, man. Oh, I love a lot of old school music, a lot of blues music. So I just, anytime I get in the shower, and I just might throw something weird on. He's like me and we have the same taste in like older music, like Temptations, the OJs, and all that stuff. But I throw in old blues music like Mel Waters and all them. You don't understand all that good music though. Oh yeah, I give him a hard time, but he also gives me a hard time too. But that's the time I build a relationship with him, and that's one guy I know that I build a bond with. And we got the same agent, so I know he's a great guy, and I'm glad that we got paired with each other. I don't know, because I thought I was pretty fast, even when I was like 255. But, yeah, it should help me. Dropping weight, it always helps you to get faster. So, I think so, yeah. Can you hear? Oh, yeah, that's why you go back to looking at the film and seeing how they run their plays. You know if a guy's about to block down, and that you got to look and see over there if that guard's coming. So that's why you use peripheral vision a lot. So I just knew that when he's coming, I got to hit the hole fast before he get up on me. Because if I let him get up on me, I know they got a good chance to drive me back. That's 300 pounds against 255 pounds. So I got to get up on them before they get up on me. Oh, yeah, if they're leaning back, you know they're about to pull. But sometimes if you see if they're light in their stance, they're about to pop straight up and do a pass. So, but if they're heavy in their hands, you know they're about to come off the ball and try to strike you for a run. Oh, man, it's a lot of them. But I'm going to go to C.J. Mosley because C.J. always calls me and see how I'm doing, and I always call C.J. and see how he's doing, and I know I can call him any time of the night. It all depends what that team wants. If that team want to take me early, they'll take me, and if a team want to take me late, it all depends what that team wants. And so you can't fault him for going and dropping that far. So it's all about what the team wants. I feel like I'm a good player. I play hard. I do my job. I come out there every day with the right mindset. I'm a good teammate. I don't let things frustrate me. And I just try to lead it, you know, in the right way and being a good player and teammate.